Welcome back, everybody. Happy to arrive here with each and every one of you. We're at the last segment of the afternoon. Here on Hump Day Wednesday on the Civic Media Radio Network. As many of you who have been tuning into this program for a little bit know, on Wednesdays, sometimes I like to give us maybe a little bit of inspiration and a little bit of hope. And I was frankly nearly brought to tears when I stumbled across a young man's, I guess, plea, suggestions for all of us about how to maintain our energy and some of our psychic safety in these very, very dark and troubling times, weather notwithstanding. Let's take a listen. I don't know who this young man is. I couldn't quite find his name, but let's take a listen to what he has to say to all of us.
You ever notice how the world drains the people who feel the deepest, the ones with soft hearts that carry the heaviest loads, not because they're weak, but because they refuse to become what hurt them? See, what we don't talk about enough is the emotional tax of being good in a selfish world. You show up with love, they show up with agendas. You give to build, they take to survive. It's like being fluent in a language that no one wants to understand anymore. You speak soul, they speak convenience. And then you're left wondering, is there something wrong with me? No, there's something right with you. But right doesn't always feel rewarding at first. The truth is having a good heart comes with consequences. You will be underestimated. You will be misused. You will be overlooked by people who confuse your peace with passivity. But here's the real gut check. Stop expecting people with shallow intentions to handle your heart like it's sacred. It's not their job to protect it. It's your job to guard it without guilt. So no, don't stop loving. Don't stop caring. But stop letting your love be the lesson for people who refuse to learn.
I just thought it was an incredibly good encapsulation of, I think, sometimes how we all feel about what's going on in the world. Like, you try, you give, and almost like the state's biennial budget, you know, maybe we just barely move the needle, and you sometimes want to ask yourself, what am I doing all this fighting for? So I hope you took some energy from that this afternoon. I certainly did when I came across it. And I'll continue to try to figure out what young man said that, because I'd like to give him some source credit for that one. But hearing that made me think about a number of conversations I've had with friends and family over the last 3 to 4 years when they have faced pretty big life decisions, some of them career decisions. And what we have talked through, I can best summarize as a life audit. And what I mean by that is looking at yourself and how you spend your time every day and who you spend your time with, what you're reading, what you're consuming, and is it bringing you joy? Is it bringing you peace? Is it speaking to your values? And don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not suggesting that you shouldn't seek out opinions that are different from yours or new and challenging information. Of course we should do that. But there are vehicles for those challenging different opinions that are more productive than others, more respectful than others. And perhaps most importantly, I've had so many conversations with people about their professions, and is their profession actually speaking to their values? And I think as we all go through our lives, we have opportunities to take stock, and our ability to see these things much more clearly increases, I hope, with age. I know that I became a lawyer because in some small way I wanted to positively impact the world. And I remember when I came out of law school, boy, I thought I knew all the answers. And I think a lot of people these days will tell us they know all the answers, but the reality is that they don't. But there is a big difference between someone who operates in good faith and who is someone who nurtures and cares and wants good things for other people, who wants to treat people with dignity and respect, no matter what their differences are, and someone who's simply looking out for themselves. So, my thoughts for you this afternoon are, with all that has been going on, especially this dark news, this debate about Jeffrey Epstein and what to do here, please, I hope that you have moments where you can reflect, you can do a life audit, and really look squarely at whether or not who you spend your time with, what your work, your profession might be, is bringing you joy, is affirming your values. And yes, I fully understand that folks that have the ability to do that and to try to pick jobs that affirm their values and speak to what brings them joy, that that is a privilege. So I hope that you have that privilege. And I hope and thank you for sharing some of your day with me. And I hope it's brought you a bit of joy and peace and light you up a little bit, because I really appreciate your time. Thanks so much for being here with me. I'll be back tomorrow. We got Dr. Lyerly joining us again. We're going to have another great conversation. We keep it spicy, but always friendly here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Thanks for being here with me. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it's always better when we stand together.